One.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Parents Tool Talk Radio with your host, Jody Johnston Powell, licensed social worker, certified family life educator, second generation parent educator, and author of the award-winning book, The Parents Tool Shop, The Universal Blueprint for Building a Healthy Family. For over 25 years, Jody has been training parents and family service professionals nationwide and serving as a parenting expert to the media worldwide. Now, through the Parents Tool Talk radio show and teleseminar series, Jody shares her practical advice and introduces you to other experts who can give you proven effective advice on the issues that matter most to parents. So get ready to be informed, entertained, and enlightened as we join Jody now.
Hello, and welcome to Parents Tool Talk Radio. I am so glad you joined us today. I'm Jody Johnston Powell, author of The Parents Tool Shop, and your host today. And in honor of Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow, I've invited a relationship expert to join us live to discuss ways to make a playdate with your spouse. His name is Greg Thiel, and I'll like to tell you a little bit about him before I give him a chance to talk with you. I can really relate to Greg because he's from the Denver area where my husband grew up, and he's been happily married for almost 20 years. He is a devoted husband and loving father of two, and professionally he is also a certified family life educator, and he's co-author of the book, Preventive Maintenance for Your Marriage. I really enjoy listening and talking to Greg because he presents such a dynamic relationship workshop in teleconferences, and he also coaches individuals and couples in his private practice at www.relationshipcoach.us. And I really trust Greg's advice because he has received extensive training in helping people achieve healthy relationships from the internationally acclaimed Prevention and Relationship Enhancement Program, Active Relationships Mastery Series, Couples Communication and Collaborative Marriages, Love Without Hurt, which is Anger Regulation Compassion, and Core Values Program, the Fearless Living Institute, and the United Marriage Encounter. So his unique blend of education, training, and experience really helps Greg provide the latest in relationship research, marriage education, and effective relationship tools used by real couples in real-life situations. Now, you know as well as I do that being in a loving, intimate, fun relationship can be one of the hardest but most rewarding jobs we'll ever have. And I know that Greg is going to provide us with a lot of support, guidance, and encouragement that we all need through our relationships. And so through his coaching and the advice he gives us today, I'm really looking forward to him giving us some expert advice. So thanks for joining us on the show today, Greg.
Thank you very much, Jody, and good afternoon to everyone. It is truly my pleasure to be with you here today and your listening audience. I am very excited to be with you and the opportunity to share why playdates are important to nurturing a healthy marriage.
Good. And we really want this is a live show. It is an interactive show. So let me take a few seconds to tell our listeners how they can participate with us today. Because while as much as I'd like to hog you all to myself, I would really like to give everybody else a chance to ask you questions. So first of all, there is a pre-call resource. It's a little outline that you can follow along with some of what Greg's going to share with us. If you're on our radio show reminder list, you did receive a link to this, and you can fill that out. If you're not on our radio show reminder list, you can get on that list by going to parentstoolshop.com/tele, T-E-L-E, all lowercase, and you'll also receive any bonus resources that we send out after the call. If you'd like to grab that handout now and follow along, it's at www.parentstoolshop.com/radio-show/2009-02-handout.pdf. I'll say that one more time. www.parentstoolshop.com/radio-show/2009-02-handout.pdf. So basically parentstoolshop.com, radio show, and then the year, the date, the month, and handout. So we will be taking some questions today, and so I want to encourage everyone who's listening to call in and ask Greg a question about dating or relationships or marriage. And we're going to take calls around 20 and 40 minutes after the hour, but you can start thinking about your question now. And to call in, if you want to call in your question, just dial 347-205-8255. 1-800-273-9652 and then press the number 1 key on your phone to raise your hand and get into the call queue. Again, jot down this number, 347-205-9652.
And hi, Jody. This is Chris.
Yes.
Hi. Sorry to chime in. I just wanted to correct one number in that phone number there. It's actually 347-205-9654.
Ah, thank you for that.
No problem.
Okay. So let's say that again, 347-205-9654. And then to let us know, you can just listen in that way, but if you actually want to ask a question, press the 1 key, and then we'll know that you have a question to ask. And then I also understand Chris tells me that the chat room is open during this call, and he'll be monitoring that. So if you just want to go to parentstooltalk.com and click on the chat button near the player, you can click on today's show, and then on that page, scroll down, and you'll see the chat room. So we'll give you those directions again about 20 after, but really, I'd like to just dive in and start to cover as much as I can with Greg while he's here. So you ready to rock and roll, Greg?
I am ready, Jody. Fire away.
Okay. All right, great. Well, Greg, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became a relationship coach and then a certified family life educator.
Well, as you said earlier, I am married of almost 20 years, and my wife and I have two wonderful children, 13 and 15. So we're going through the teenage years, and we've been through all the earlier stages, and they have been both challenging and wonderful all at the same time. I was very fortunate at an early age growing up to know that I was destined to be married to a wonderful wife and to raise a family. My parents were wonderful role models, and they had five children themselves, and I'm the youngest of the five, and I just always visioned myself as being that loving father and husband. And then throughout the years, I was a school teacher for over 20 years. Seems like 20 is a magic number for me. And after I pretty much done that, been there and done that in the school education arena, I decided to transition into my passion, which is now helping couples and families learn vital relationship skills. So often we feel like we're struggling alone and we need some help navigating through life's many challenges successfully, not through trial and error, but actually learn some skills so we can do it successfully with fewer hard knocks than otherwise. After being trained as a relationship coach for a number of years, I decided to complete the rigorous process of becoming a certified family life educator, and that's through the National Council on Family Relations. And last fall, I received my certification. And Jody, did you know that only 5% of practicing relationship coaches, counselors, and psychotherapists are currently honored with the certification?
No, I didn't know that. And it is, it's one of the only international certifications.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And that says a lot for the council that they want to really train their practitioners well and hold it in high regard so that it is rigorous, it is very important and critical, and we have a very broad background of working not only with individuals and couples, but with the entire family unit as well.
Yes, there's a wide variety of expertise of certified family life educators come from a broad range of backgrounds, but yet we all maintain that expertise in at least 10 of those core areas. So it's quite an honor.
Thank you. What else would you like to know, Jody?
Well, how about if we start to head into our topic for today, and if anybody has that pre-call handout called Making a Play Date with Your Spouse, you can follow along with us. I know for a lot of us married folks, dating kind of stopped when we got married. we might go out now and then. Yeah, you know, we might go out now and then, but dating just isn't quite like what it was before we got married. So from your experience, you've worked with far more couples than I have. What does dating look like for most married couples?
Well, presently, most married couples still consider dinner and a movie as their typical date. And, you know, that may have worked early in your relationship when you were gradually getting to know somebody. But now that we're married, I'd like to see couples branch out even further, sort of add more tools to their toolbox so they don't get into a home, just sort of a ho-hum routine of doing the same old thing week after week or month after month. So what I'd like to see couples do is actually have more fun together. getting out of that daily grind and the predictable routine that we so often settle into, especially after starting our family. And, it, you know, it doesn't
yes.
have to be expensive. With these economic times, we can make it as cost-efficient as we want. They can be free, low-cost, or even moderately cost, and we can really fit into any budget you can imagine. The intent has to be to feel connected. And as we all know,
yeah.
women get connected through verbal communication, whereas men do it through activity. So we need to reach both of our needs.
All right. Well, and share a little bit more about that, because it would be my guess that a lot of women would probably still like to continue feeling special, you know, with all the little romantic gestures that tend to happen during that dating period before they're married, where men are probably happy to not have to go to that extra effort anymore once they're married. So I would imagine that men and women do kind of see dating differently in terms of what they want to do and what they want to get out of it. So what's your experience? You had mentioned how men see it differently.
Yes. Well, as you said, according to the surveys, most women, they want to spend. Am I okay, Jody?
Yes, you're good.
Okay, good.
We
I
can
just heard
hear
some
you.
Announcement. Okay. As according to surveys, most women want to spend time alone with their spouse, no kids, no friends, no other couples. They want connection time with just the person they fell in love with. And in order to do that, they need to have some quality private time with their partner. Whereas men, according to the surveys, they must have fun in the relationship to feel connected. They don't want to talk about problems or marital issues being discussed. And they are usually men of very few words. And if you have food available, that usually helps the process for most men. So what I want
so
our mantra to, I'm sorry. What I want to
mention
is we need to be serious about making the time to be less serious. This is a very important part of a healthy marriage, so we need to take it seriously about being less serious.
Okay, and I know you're going to share with us some dating ideas, but in terms of what I'm hearing you say is that the men and the women, generally speaking, are going into a dating, spousal date with very different expectations and looking for different things. Can you offer some suggestions for just kind of a general how a date might look that might meet both of those needs? And we'll get into some of the specific ideas later, but can you share with us, you know, how does one go about having quiet time and one-on-one connection, but not necessarily talk about problems, but fun and, you know, how can they combine those?
Yes. Well, what I recommend for the couples that I coach is that they alternate initiating those dates. It's not about one person always giving to the other person and never being reciprocated. So what I would have a couple do is get out a brand new calendar every January and write your names at the top of each of the preceding months. So my wife, Geraldine, would take January, and she's done that every year for the last 18 years, and I would take every February, and we would alternate. And then the person that is responsible for a date that month would choose a date that would help meet their partner's interests and their needs. So if I'm choosing a date in February for Geraldine, I'm going to choose a date that would be conducive to lots of verbal communication so she can get her connection needs met. So it's the gift I'm giving to my wife because I love her. And when it's her turn to plan a date, let's say in March, she will think of my needs. What are my interests? I'm going to connect through activity. So she's going to plan a date with that in mind so I can get my needs met. So by doing this alternating months, we both get our needs met, and we keep in mind the intention of the date is to give to the person you love. That
I really like, yeah, I love that approach, because I would guess a lot of us, when before we heard you say that last part, when you said, you know, men want this and women want that and we want it to meet each person's needs, I thought at first that a common advice would be, if it's your month, you get to pick what you'd want to do so that it meets your own needs. And instead what you said is, you want to pick what would meet the other person's needs, which means in order to do that, we need to be having conversations about what is important to that person and what do they like to do, and not always it always being about us and what we like, but of learning how to give and take and give that gift. I love that, that you give that gift of doing time that in a way that it meets their needs and what their interests are.
Exactly. And that's critical because you want to be a selfless act. And that's what love is. It's putting the other person's needs in front of your own. And since we're alternating and we're both doing that, everybody is happy. It's a win-win situation. Rather than just looking out for yourself, which tends to be more of a competition between spouses, and that is never going to go well.
Right. And two, if we're just focusing on what we want, then when we don't get our needs, what we're talking to the spouse about is how my needs aren't being met and you're not living up to it and that's not enough and kind of demanding what we want, whereas if we're saying, I want to be close, tell me about you, and asking questions to get to know them and inviting them to share, it completely changes that from being this self-centered, it's all about me and you're not meeting my needs, to being, I want to be close, and tell me and let me listen to you and what is it that I can do so that we can be spending quality time together.
Exactly. And in order to foster that important dialogue is I would highly recommend you learn something new about your spouse. Learn what their needs are because they may have changed since when you first started dating or when you first got married or you first started having children. I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago when my wife and I first met. So we really need to think about, well, how have we evolved? How have we changed? And maybe my interests, such as in tennis or golf, are no longer the same as they once were. So what I have my couples do is in January or whenever you decide to start this dating activity is get on an index card, have each of you write down what would be some fun dates that you would like to go on in the year ahead. So a guy might typically write down a lot of action-oriented, sports-oriented type of activities if that's who they are, or more of an intellectual background in terms of going to museums and learning about other cultures in the world. Whereas a female might have those, or she might choose activities that allow her to escape her daily grind, especially if she's with children, small toddlers and infants all day long, or she might choose something where we can verbally communicate. So a movie would not be appropriate for her if she wants verbal connection. Now, dinner in a coffee shop would be very appropriate.
Yeah. You know, and you just, you know, talking about not only how our interests change, but just the stages of our marriage, and I know we may talk about that later, but just once you have kids, it's a completely, again, going from dating to marriage, that completely changes the relationship in a lot of ways, and then when you add kids into the mix, not only does it change the dynamics, but just our time demands, our schedules, how touched out we are, you know, if maybe it's a stay-at-home mom or otherwise we're spending a lot of time holding a baby or a fussy baby. So share with us some of the challenges, you know, especially parents who are often too busy and tired to date. I mean, what kinds of things get in the way of parents and couples making the time to have fun together in their marriage?
Well, according to the PREP organization, which stands for Prevention and Relationship Enhancement Program, which is part of my training as a relationship coach, they came up with three major obstacles or reasons why people might not date or have as much fun in their relationship as they once did. Number one on the list is we're just too busy. Some couples, as you said, stop making the time to have fun, especially after starting their family. Now, I have two children myself, and children are the most wonderful joy that I could ever imagine, and I'm very proud of them. And yet, children are the number one stress on any adult relationship. So we need to say, okay, that's the reality. It is stressful. It is different once we have children in terms of adult time and adult connection. So how do we navigate through these years and find our balance? And just when we need to be more connected to our partner in life the most, we tend to sabotage it by making it a lower priority and not feeding and nurturing our adult relationships. I like to ask the question of how many of us have made our careers, our children, and our friends more of a priority than enjoying life with our spouse, the one we said we're going to make an eternal commitment to. Second on the prep list is, now that we're married, we're not supposed to have fun. So we tend to have this warped idea of, let's have fun when we're young and before marriage, and once we're married and have children, we're supposed to be old, boring people living in the suburbs or in some rural area. I don't know. But
right.
I'd like to counteract that as much as possible, because in the book Younger Next Year, the authors encourage their readers to share with others a fun-filled, interesting, and a healthy lifestyle well into their 80s and beyond. And so we need to be thinking about, we're not dead and buried yet. Let's go ahead and live life. and as a result, we will be healthier mentally and physically for us. And I love this quote by the Harvard Medical School. It says, a good marriage at age 50 predicted positive aging at the age of 80. But surprisingly, low cholesterol levels did not. So I'm thinking, let's work on our positive relationships and let's foster that with keeping our relationship alive and fun. And then the cholesterol, the other health issues that we get as we age, will take care of themselves.
Great.
And, thirdly,
and
I'm sorry, I got one more. If I may.
Okay, yes.
Thirdly,
yeah,
they
that.
Say that we have conflicts that ruin our fun times. So what I tell my coaching clients is, this is not the time to be problem solving. This is not the time to have your laundry list of things you want to talk to your spouse about why they were on a business trip the last 3 days. This is a time to have fun. And we want to send a clear message to our spouse, especially to our husbands, that dating is to be fun and relaxed and enjoyable, and not send the message that we are going to get into an argument or another fight, or else they'll give up and stop wanting to date us.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Let's take a quick station break, and then we're going to come back, because I know you've got some really practical nuts and bolts suggestions, and I want to make sure that we get to that in the next section of our interview. Let me just take a quick minute, in case somebody just joined us, to let folks know that this is Parents Tool Talk Radio Show, and I'm Jody Powell, your host, and today we're talking with Greg Thiel, a relationship expert and coach, about making a play date with your spouse. And we're willing to open up the phone lines at this point for any questions, and would like to invite our callers to ask Greg any questions about the topics that he's covered so far. If you have a question about how dating changes once you're married, or how men and women view dating differently, or any challenges that you face in scheduling dates, we'd like to hear from you now. If you have a different question that maybe relates to the dating activities suggestions that Greg's going to share in the next segment, or relationships in general, stay tuned, because we're going to have another opportunity to ask questions about 40 minutes after the hour. So let me give the call-in number one more time. It's to ask a question, just dial 347-205-9654, and you'll hear a short prompt, and then you will press the number 1 on your phone key to raise your hand so we know that you have a question. And I'm also going to pass it off to Chris at this point to let people know that if you want to not make a long-distance call, just go to parentstooltalk.com, click on today's episode, then scroll down the page to the chat room, and you can type in your question there. And our producer, Chris, is monitoring the chat room, and he'll let us know whether or not we have any questions. So I'm going to have Chris right now go out and check for callers. Let me just make two real brief announcements. First of all, I just wanted to mention that a really great resource for moms has just launched. It's called Chic Mom Magazine. And this inspirational and informative magazine just premiered its first internet issue. Darcy Plunkett is the magazine's founder, and she's a Parents Tool Shop graduate and has honored me by asking me to serve as a parenting expert for her Chic Mom website and magazine. So moms, go check out Chic Mom at www.chicmommagazine.com. That's www.chicmommagazine.com. And then second, I wanted to let everyone know that there's still time to sign up for my TIPS Parenting Teleclass. And TIPS stands for Tools for Improving Parenting Success. And my teleclass is the result of parents worldwide asking how they can take my live classes if they don't live local to me. And so it's exactly the same content that I teach to the classes here where I live that have gotten consistently rave reviews and just stunning statistical outcomes and life-changing results for the parents who attend. So my live classes are not only the most effective way to master the Parents Tool Shop unique universal blueprint for parenting success problem-solving formula, but it's really the only way that you can get that real personalized expert advice for applying the system and its skills to your family's needs. The teleclass starts this Tuesday and Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 Eastern Time for 6 weeks. So I hope you'll register today. Just go to ParentsToolShop.com and click the register button that's on the table on the homepage. And then I also want to let you know that both Greg and I have some special Valentine gifts for you today. And at our 40-minute break, we'll tell you about how to get those and what they are. So stay tuned for that, and we'll let you know. Chris, do we have any questions that people would like to ask Greg?
Hi, Jody. Looks like we have a caller, and they have their hand up, which looks like they want to ask a question. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute this person. This is the phone number ending in 5690. Welcome to Parents Tool Talk. Please tell us your name and your question and who you would like to answer your question. Hello, 5690.
We didn't really have a question. We just pushed it when we first logged in or dialed in. So that was
Hi, Fred.
Howdy.
I recognize Fred's voice.
Yeah,
Fred is a foster. Is Kathy there too?
Yes,
too.
I am.
Hi, these are foster parents that have taken lots of my classes, so good to hear that you're on the line.
Okay, sorry.
And by the way, since you chimed in and let me know, you guys may be able to get CEUs for this, so I'll send a note.
Okay,
thanks.
All right, hey, how long have you two been married, and can you just share maybe one really fun date or something that you've done? And give us a real-life example. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but.
I take her to Lowe's for a real fun date. Doesn't think much of it.
So, Kathy, if that's your idea of a great date, what's Fred's?
That would be his idea of a great date.
And what would your idea be instead?
Mine would be more along the lines of dinner or a coffee house to someplace to chat.
There you go. And that just goes to prove, I think, that these surveys are, you know, it's people just like us, huh? So, well, very good. Thanks, both of you, Fred and Kathy, for calling in today. It was good to hear your voices.
Me too.
Did we have anything? I'm not looking at the chat room. Did we have anybody in chat?
Hi, Jody. No questions yet. We do have chatters, and they're coming in more and more all the time. So we may have some questions coming up at 40 minutes past.
Okay, great. I really want to get to the dating ideas. So let's go ahead and get back with Greg and head into the next segment of our interview. Everybody get out your pens and pencils and paper. If you've got your fill-in-the-blank pre-call resource, you really want to get ready to jot some ideas now because Greg's going to give you some great ideas. And those of you who are on our teleseminar bonus call, our reminder list, you will get a handout of some of these ideas, but Greg may end up sharing a few extras. So if you want to get that, you'll want to go to parentstoolshop.com/tele, all lowercase, sign up for the list, and we'll send you a tip sheet that Greg has of some of these ideas that we're about ready to get into. So, Greg, you still there? Did you get a chance to get a drink of water?
I am here. No, I'm
okay,
here.
Great.
Ready to go.
Good.
So
let's dive into the nuts and bolts of the dating.
Okay, first of all, you need to first make it a priority, as I said earlier. Therefore, make the time. It's not just going to happen because you want it to happen or you think it's a great idea. It's going to only happen if you schedule it. We're all very busy. We're all overscheduled. So we need to physically put it into a calendar, into your Palm Pilot, into your day timer, whatever you use to keep yourself organized with social activities. and make sure it happens. So once again, I would recommend you get a calendar at the beginning of every year, or go ahead and start in February, since we're already halfway into the month, and alternate months, and then make sure you pick a date when it's your turn to initiate the date, and you already have your index card in hand of your partner's favorite dating ideas. And if you think, well, I don't have time, let's think about how we can steal some time from other activities. The research tells us the average family of four will spend over 6 hours a day with screen time. That will include television screens, computer screens, any type of gaming screen. And if we could steal some of that time from the over 6 hours a day, we would have time on the weekend or occasionally on a weekday to have a 1 to 3 hour date. So let's go ahead and make that a priority.
Next, I want you to make sure it truly is.
And, you know, we tend to get overscheduled and then just tend to veg out in front of a screen, and that might not be the best use of our time nor support our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I want you to think about only put birthdays, anniversaries, and your monthly dates on these calendars. No doctor appointments, no extended family gatherings, business, or social meetings. Those items are not allowed on your couple date night calendar. So you're truly making this a priority for only connection time with your partner. Next, I want you to think about protecting this time from conflict once again. It's off limits to try to resolve any marital issues. No problem solving allowed. And if you are familiar with different communication techniques that work for you and your partner, such as the speaker-listener problem discussion technique from PrEP or the SMART card from the Active Relationship Center, make sure you're using those. Now, one question that everybody asks me, especially if they've been married over 10 years, is, well, what do we do if my husband plans a date that we have a lot of verbal communication and we go on the date and we have nothing to talk about? Have you ever had that happen to you, Jody?
Oh, absolutely. It wasn't so much we didn't have anything to talk about. We found that we were only talking about the kids. Like, we didn't have any other identity besides being parents together. And so there would be times where we'd be like, you know, we haven't talked about anything but the kids, you know, like what's or work. So, you know, of talking about other topics.
Exactly. So, and remember, talking about the kids and work are out of bounds. So we need to think of other topics. So what I'd recommend that you do is write down on this index card, and it's in your hip pocket or in your wallet or in your purse, write down 2 or 3 sentence starters or topics that you've always wanted to ask your spouse but have never taken the time. So maybe you've always wanted to know if they could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? If they could have any other name than their given birth name, what would they call themselves? The same types of questions you might have asked each other when you were dating and trying to learn about each other, which was a situation where I'm going to tell you about you, myself, and you tell me about you, and then we'll learn each other to see if we want to go on a second or a third date. Now, some handy resources to find out these sentence starters might be my own book called Preventative Maintenance for Your Marriage, which I co-wrote with 7 other people, which was our couple support group that has been meeting monthly for over 14 years.
And oh, my gosh.
That is the longest-running couple support group that we're aware of. You know, there may be others, but that we're aware of, especially in the circles that we travel. So I think that's wonderful. So we have 2 pages of sentence starters or different topics that you might want to ask someone, such as you might want to say, what's something you'd really like to do with your partner that you haven't done yet? So let's think outside of the box. Let's get outside of the dinner and movie routine and think about what else would you like to do? Would you like to go skydiving? Would you like to go snorkeling? Would you like to drive race cars? Whatever, you know, is your fancy at that moment, what are some things you would like to do? Other resources for that could be a great new cards that I found called Living Your Dreams Together, and this is published by BigPicturePartnering.com, and they have a variety of cards with topics such as fun, family, caring, money, work, etc. And here's an example of a fun card. Think about the most fun you've ever had in a single day event or activity. What was it like and what made it such a blast? Would you like to do this again with myself?
Oh, that's great.
So you can ask
and
these
Greg,
questions in these dates. Yes?
I just wanted to ask, can you provide us with links to some of these resources? And we'll send that out in the post-call resources to our special radio show list.
Sure.
That would
be
great.
Great.
Yeah, and that way we don't have to spell everything out. Good.
That's true. Okay, and then are you ready for dating ideas?
Yes.
Okay.
Get your pens ready.
Okay, inexpensive dates, dating on a budget. One, the simplest is, weather permitting, just go outside and enjoy a sunrise or a sunset and be cuddled up in silence. And then when you go back indoors over a cup of hot tea or cocoa or coffee, go ahead and share what that experience was like with your partner. What was it like for you to witness that? They say if you go at the Grand Canyon and watch a sunrise, it's truly a wondrous event. And sometimes we forget to just go outside and enjoy nature. So that would be no cost other than your time. Another could be to rediscover your local playground, laughter required. So pretend you're young at heart again. You know, turn back the clock and say, you know what, I want to go on a swing and be swung and pushed by the person I love the most. That would be wonderful. Or attend a free concert in the park and then take a picnic basket for two. During the summertime, a lot of the communities, especially in Colorado, will have these free outdoor concerts where you'll hear a nostalgia band or you'll hear a new artist, and you just go and enjoy the experience of being outdoors with the picnic basket and hearing some great music. A third one is play a board game. Get dust off those the old board games that you used to play as a kid, such as Twister or Parcheesi or anything, and just have a good time laughing with each other, being connected, just the two of you. Mm-hmm. Another idea is to have a slumber party for two, complete with a two-person sleeping bag, a roaring fire, wedding album, wine, and popcorn. So the next time your kids are doing their own sleepovers outside the house or at grandma and grandpa's for the evening, have your own sleepover in the living room for just the two of you.
What creative ideas, and not a single one of those would cost anything.
Exactly. And the thing is, we're looking for connection rather than just spending money. And that's what the researchers also tell us, is that the healthiest marriages are when we do the little things, the inexpensive things, to connect with another person, rather than these grand vacations or these wonderful activities that cost hundreds or thousands of dollars. It's the little things, the daily things that matter. And so my philosophy is, if we can do more of these connecting dates because they are inexpensive, free, or low cost, then our marriage will be better for it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for some more?
Yeah, give us some that you know, not necessarily free, but maybe just a little bit, but not too expensive, just kind of moderately expensive.
Okay, let's go to the moderately expensive. What about if we go to the drive-in movie, if they're not extinct in your area, and actually fog up the windows? What if our priority is not so much listening to the movie on an old speaker that's going to crackle every 5 seconds anyway, but actually just go and pretend we're teenagers again and young at heart? And it's amazing that if your mind is in the right place, your body will soon follow. Another could be, what if you send your spouse on a love hunt at the local mall, and then you set up clues at each of their stopping places that will send them to the next store, such as a card store, a flower shop, an athletic store, or a liquor store. And then the last clue sends them to one of your favorite restaurants where you're waiting there to hear of all their experiences.
That sounds like so much fun. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It truly is.
Give us one or two more, just real quick ones, before our next break.
Another one, take a couple's massage in the same room at your local spa, and then just relax your worries away. Now, you're not going to be talking during that, but you're going to feel very connected and very relaxed, especially if the massage tables are both in the same room.
Or rent a paddle boat or canoe
for a lazy afternoon, and then playfully splash each other.
That sounds wonderful. Now, folks, remember, Greg's written all of these ideas and more. I'm following along. I've seen a preview of this tip sheet. There's lots of other ideas on there, and he's just given you a few of them. So if you're kind of like me and you don't have a real creative imagination and you need a little bit of prompting and some ideas, you'll definitely want to get that bonus sheet that we're going to send out to our radio list. So let's go to our next station break. Let me tell folks how to get your bonus report, that little tip sheet, and some of the links that you're going to send us to some of the resources that you've mentioned, including your book, and I'm going to give people information on how to get that here in just a minute. To get the bonus resource that we had mentioned, you'll just go to parentstoolshop.com/telly and sign up for our list for teleseminars and radio show reminders, and we'll send that list after the show. It'll be a little bit after the show. It's not immediately, so you can do this right after the show. We'll send you a list. It'll have his resources on it. It'll have we'll remind you of how to get the gifts that I'm about ready to tell you about, the links that he said, and there'll be a link to the tip sheet that we've been talking about. So for those of you who either have just joined us or are tuning in late, again, this is Parents Tool Talk Radio Show. I'm Jody Powell, your host, and today we're talking with Greg Thiel, a relationship expert and coach, about making a play date with your spouse. And so far, Greg has told us how men and women look at dating differently, how dating changes before and after marriage, very creative ways of being able to go on a date, kind of getting out of the barriers that get in the way of us dating regularly. So we're going to now open up the lines again if anybody would like to ask Greg a question. And this time, really any kind of question about dating, marriage, relationships in general, even if you're not married, any kind of relationship questions, any kind of question at all, you can ask during this segment of questions. To call in for your question, just call 347-205-9654. And to indicate that you have a question, press the one key on your phone keypad. And if you want to send a question in by the chat room, just go to parentstooltalk.com and click on today's show, then scroll down to the chat room, and our producer Chris will take your question. So while people are calling in, I'm actually going to ask my producer Chris to help me out with something. Obviously, I need to give my tongue a slight break there, Chris. Are you with me?
Yes, I am. Are you changing my name on me again?
Yeah, I guess. Hey, Chris, can you help me? I mentioned about 20 minutes ago that Greg and I both have some special gifts for our listeners, and I know you talk much clearer and slower than I do. So actually, would you be willing to give folks the information on how they can get those gifts?
Sure, I can do that for you, Jody. Okay, so first, our guest today, Greg R. Thiel, would like to offer radio show listeners a free 20-minute phone consultation plus a discount on either a prepaid relationship coaching phone session or a discount on his book, Preventative Maintenance for Your Marriage, The Owner's Manual for a Couples Group. You can take advantage of this offer by going to Greg's website at www.relationshipcoach.us. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click on the message. If you want to send an email, click here. In your email, mention today's radio show date, February 13, 2009, the topic, make a date with your spouse, and which discount you want. And be sure to send your request for a discount by the end of the month, because I believe, Greg, this offer is good until February 28, 2009?
That's correct, Chris. Good for the entire month of February.
Okay, for the entire month of February, this offer is good. Also, this Valentine's weekend only, from now until February 15th, you can save 15% off all orders at parentstoolshop.com. Just enter the coupon code PLAYDATE. That's all one word, P-L-A-Y-D-A-T-E. E. And then when you get to the checkout page to take an immediate 15% off your order, type PLAYDATE in the coupon code field and hit submit. Once again, this offer is only good through Sunday, February 15th, and the coupon code is PLAYDATE. Back to you, Jody.
All right. Thanks, Chris. I'm not seeing that there's any callers who have flagged up that they're interested in asking a question. Have you checked the chat room lately? Do we have any chat questions?
I've checked the chat room. I think everybody is just sitting back and listening. Oh, wait, actually, I think we have a question from, I think it's Fred, who we talked to earlier.
Oh, great.
They just put their hand up voluntarily this time, I think.
Good, okay.
So let's put them on here. Okay, 5690, you are on the air.
Okay, I'm back. It reminded me of my brother-in-law and my sister. My brother-in-law knew all the places that my sister enjoyed going to, so for her birthday, he took a red rose to each of the places and gave it to him and said when she came in to give it to her and wish her a happy birthday. So he spent a couple of days with her and took her around all these places. Now, when I asked her about it, she said she was embarrassed. But my question is, was she really embarrassed or did she really enjoy it? Is this something that someone would enjoy?
Oh,
even though it may have been embarrassing.
Sweet. You know, there may have been temporary embarrassment at the moment, but that wears off. I mean, that's going to be something that forever, you know, she would be able to recall. And I know she'd be smiling when she recalls that. Greg, you want to comment on that?
I agree, Jody. I would say most people might initially be a little uncomfortable with the spotlight being on them and to have something happen that they've never experienced before. So there might be some initial embarrassment, and I don't think that's a bad thing. Embarrassment can be very healthy. It gives you a signal that you're alive and you're doing something different, and that's all good. So, and then, as you said, if she retold this to you or has shared it at other family gatherings or perhaps with her own children, if she has children, it's definitely going to be a fond memory that she will treasure for a lifetime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is such a snout. It's great creative ideas. And I'll tell you what, how about this is just kind of an impromptu request here, but if anybody has really great dating ideas, some of your best dates that you've done as a couple. What would be a good way for them to send them to us? How about if you send those to questions@parentstooltalk.com, and we'll collect those, and we'll give some time. We'll send whatever's come out before we send out our post-call resources, but we'll collect those, and how about next month, whatever we've collected this month, we'll send out with our next one. With our reminder of the next radio show that we're going to do. I would love to hear what some other stories are from folks that maybe listen to this on the replay through the RSS feed. Well, great. Well, any other questions? And, Chris, you want to do one last check on the chat room because this is our last opportunity for questions.
Yep, I'm doing one more check, and it looks like, once again, we're all just leaning back and listening to you and Greg having a fantastic conversation here.
And it is. It is. We've just got about 5 more minutes until we have to start into kind of the final wrap-up phase of the show. So, Greg, let's just go back and talk about a couple of broader marriage issues, especially for parents. You know, we had kind of mentioned a little bit earlier that dating looks really different depending on what stage your marriage is in, how old your children are, and that sometimes we get very disconnected. What are some, you know, take maybe the last 5 minutes of kind of the interview part here and share with us some suggestions for maybe special needs or special ways that we can, some special needs we need to be aware of and then also some special ideas for how we can kind of rekindle that spark.
That's a great idea, Jody. What I would recommend for couples, let's say they have infants up to small children, maybe 8 years old, or if they have special needs children, is that I would like the couple's intention there to focus on a quiet date that will enable frequent, uninterrupted adult conversations or just time to collect your thoughts without any distractions. So that date might look like going to a local coffee shop and spending a leisure hour or two there, perhaps window shopping, Don't need to spend any money. Just go walking for a nice stroll in a shopping district. You could go for my favorite picnic lunch or a walk or a hike on your favorite trail. Or what if you took an adult education or community education class, such as a relationship workshop that would foster being a happier, healthier couple? I offer one titled 4 Hours to a Happier Relationship in the Denver metro area. Or maybe you would want to take that a couples massage class and actually learn how to give a foot rub or shoulder rub to your partner once you return home. For children, and I would also recommend that people in this age range with children, infants to 8 years old or special needs children, try to get out a minimum of every 2 to 3 weeks. You have a lot of stress, a lot of demands from a very dependent child or children at this stage in your life. So it's very important that you get out in short amounts frequently during the month and throughout the year. For couples who have children, let's say age 9 and older, or for single parents, you might want to focus on increasing your activity level, such as playing golf, tennis, or skiing, snorkeling, or a new activity I've just recently learned about called geocaching. Are you familiar with geocaching, Jody?
No, I'm not. Can you share, what is that?
That is an outdoor treasure hunting game. So you actually use your navigation skills and the GPS system, and you find hidden treasures that have been planted there by the organizers of the event. So if you like getting outdoors and actually using your geography and topography skills, go ahead and be a geocacher. You might also want to take – go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we did that. They called it orienteering, and our local park service did that. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes,
I appreciate knowing the other name for.
Yes. And then, or you might want to take, once again, an adult community class and maybe take some ballroom dancing or beginning taekwondo, which is a Korean martial art, or any other number of activities that either of you had on your fun dating idea index card we talked about earlier. And then for that age group, 9 and older, or for single parents, I would definitely encourage you to get out a minimum of every 3 to 4 weeks. You might not be able to get out as often as the other group, but definitely make sure there's time, and as your kids are more independent from you, that will allow you even more time. So minimum every 3 to 4 weeks, and make sure that you have fun doing it with the right intentions.
That sounds great. Any other ideas for just maybe kind of along the lines of people just feeling disconnected? You know, we talked about a lot of fun events, but if parents are feeling kind of disconnected and maybe in addition to some of the fun date things, they really do need to feel a sense of reconnecting and kind of rekindling that spark. Are there any additional suggestions that you might make, because sometimes that may need to happen before the fun dating can come, and vice versa. The fun dating's there, but if they don't get a chance to talk about what's happening in the relationship, then it's kind of all work and, you know, all play and not necessarily working on the relationship. So any final comments on that in our last 2 minutes?
Definitely. I definitely would build a solid, positive foundation to your relationship if going on a date right now just seems to be too much of a stretch for you. So what I would do is, what about writing down 3 to 5 daily appreciations for your spouse and then sharing with them one of them orally? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to not think about your worries, your troubles, or what they did wrong yesterday, but think about what is it about them that you fell in love with? What is it about them that you would marry them all over again? And what do you appreciate about them today? Now, this idea comes from Rhonda Britton's work at the Fearless Living Institute. And she says, you know, we need to do this on a daily basis, and that will build a solid foundation of wanting to do more and then eventually go out on the dates on a regular basis.
Absolutely. And you know that, I often tell folks, you know, after they go through the whole parenting class, we've learned all of these encouragement skills, and we do that with our kids, you know, that any behavior that you pay attention to is going to expand and repeat itself. And that's human behavior. That's not just parenting. We always talk about that in parenting. And at the end of my class, we always talk about how we use all these same skills in our adult relationships to build healthy relationships. And the number one most important thing that we can do is to really make an effort to look for and acknowledge something positive. And I know sometimes people get into a real negative funk, or they're unhappy in their relationships and all they can see is the negative. And sometimes they have to really work hard to see it. But when you acknowledge that positive, it shifts the whole energy of what's happening in that relationship. They appreciate that being noticed. They step up to the plate. They tend to do it more. And then there's even more positive that you're seeing. And so the more that you acknowledge that, the more it builds. And you get that momentum and that shift in energy that now we're starting to notice more positive, which gives us more encouragement and hope. And now we're willing to work more at it. And it just shifts the whole thing in a really wonderful, positive direction.
That's very true, Jody. And if you ask almost any man, and even most women, what are their three basic needs from their partner, appreciation will always be in the top of the list.
Yes, yes. I think that's a wonderful place for us to start to wrap up our program. We're down to, we've only got about 4 minutes left. So let me do a real quick recap. Our guest today has been Greg Thiel, and we've been talking about romance and dating for parents and parenting partners. And Greg, I appreciate all the insights and practical advice that you've given us. And I also want to offer, let you know that Greg has offered, and I want to thank him for this, for offering our listeners a free 20-minute phone consultation, plus a discount either on a prepaid relationship coaching phone session or a discount on his book, The Preventive Maintenance for Your Marriage, The Owner's Manual for a Couples Group, which he co-authored. Now, listeners, you can request this offer by going to his website, www.relationshipcoach.us, and then click on the send email link and provide him with today's date of the radio show, February 13th, today's topic, which is making a date with your spouse, and then tell him which offer you want, either the discount on the book or on the coaching session. Let me also remind folks who are on our radio show reminder list that you will receive a bonus gift after the call with your list of dating ideas and the other links that Greg told us about. And listeners, if you're not on that list, you can sign up right after the call to get those bonus resources and reminders of our future calls, teleseminars, and radio shows. Just go to parentstoolshop.com/tele, T-E-L-E, all lowercase. Finally, let me encourage everyone to take advantage of our special 15% Valentine's Day discount on all orders through Sunday, February 15th. Just visit my website, parentstoolshop.com, and check out all the freebie articles and the bonus resources. You can get my book, all kinds of valuable resources, the teleseminars, home studies. Also check out the teleclass, which starts this Tuesday. Load up your shopping cart with all kinds of valuable resources. And when you go to check out, remember to type in the word playdate, P-L-A-Y-D-A-T-E, in the checkout page for your 15% off coupon. And they'll take it right off the order there. And again, it's parentstoolshop.com. Use the discount code playdate and do it by Sunday, February the 15th. So we have just about 2 minutes remaining, and I think our music will start about 60 seconds in. Greg, I just want to thank you for joining us today, and I know I've learned a lot and have really enjoyed our time together. How about you make whatever final comments you want? I don't think our outro music will start for a few seconds here. So any final comments?
Well, I just want to thank you, Jody, for this opportunity to share healthy marriage practices with your listening audience. And for those of you that do choose to take advantage of the discount for our book, Preventative Maintenance for Your Marriage, it is truly one of the only books that we have found on the shelves that gives the important missing ingredient of forming a support community. Just like trying to lose weight or trying to make any major changes in your life, if you do it with the support of your community and fellow adults, you will be much more successful than you have to try to brave it alone. And this quick read has literally saved marriages, kept our wedding promises to our spouses, and providing our loving children with two parents who are stable, happy, and have more to give to their children as a result of a healthy, happy marriage.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again, Greg, for joining us. And thank you to everyone for joining us on Parents Tool Talk Radio Show today. I wish you all a happy Valentine's Day weekend and hope you'll go on a special play date soon. I'm Jody Johnson-Powell. My website is www.parentstoolshop.com. And I hope you can join us again next month when our topic will be parenting after divorce with my special guest expert, Vaughn Huxley of the Parenting Toolbox. Take care, everyone. Have a great month till we talk again next time.